join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with faith and patience.
God, oh man, the Bible says, fear not, little flock, it's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yeah.
He said, if you know how to give good gifts
come on,
to your children, how much more will the Father not give good gifts, including the Holy Spirit, to them that ask him? So eyes have not seen nor ears heard. God has things prepared for us. Don't get moved by what things look like in the natural. Judges, the 6th chapter. This is why I brought this scripture, because in Judges 6th chapter, God appears to a young man named Gideon. He sends an angel to him, Judges 6 verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Man, God is with you, you strong, mighty warrior. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, if the Lord is really with us, then why then is all this befalling us? If God is with me, am I going through this?
That's real.
Why has all of this happened?
Wow.
Why hasn't
changed? I never really took a look at that.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, he's seeing his circumstances.
He's looking at his circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the man said, God's with me. Wait. If he's with me, then why am I going through this?
Why is this still here?
Why hasn't this changed? Why am I dealing with this? And where be all his miracles?
Oh, my goodness.
I heard he's a miracle worker.
Come on.
I heard he's a strong tower. I heard he's a mighty deliverer. I heard he's a bread when you're hungry, water when you're thirsty. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a lawyer, never lost a case. Why am I going through all this then? Where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of?
Jesus. He got a bad attitude.
That's a bad attitude. He said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? Now, he recognized, God did stuff in the past, but he ain't doing that anymore. He worked miracles years ago for our people, but he's abandoned us now. But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And he didn't realize God was getting ready to use him to turn that thing around. Sometimes the thing that you're complaining about, the thing you're fussing about, the thing that aggravates you, the thing that makes you mad, the thing that makes your blood boil is the very thing that God wants to use you to turn around.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes the very needs that you keep seeing is the very need that God wants to use you to meet.
That's good.
But we can't get so overwhelmed by our circumstances that we start losing hope. So he started looking around saying, why has all this happened? That's not patience, y'all. You have to realize God is working despite this. God is working beyond this. Watch this. This doesn't change God, but God can change this.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? This does not change God, but God can change this. My circumstances don't change who God is, but God can change my circumstance. My car, raggedy, okay, don't change who God is, but God can change my car. My house, my small house, my mobile home, my small apartment, that don't change who God is, but God can change all of that.
Amen.
Don't let this change what you know about God, because God can change this.
That's so good.
So as we operate in faith and patience, God is working for us. God is working with us. Mm-hmm. And God is working in us to prepare us for the manifestation of the promise. Say that with me now. Say, God is preparing me.
God is preparing me.
For what he's going to manifest for me.
For what he's going to
Come on, say it again with some gusto. Say, God is preparing me.
God is preparing me.
For what he's going to manifest for me.
For what he's going to manifest for me.
So as we operate in faith and patience, God is working for us, working with us, working in us, to prepare us for the manifestation of the promise. Sometimes, the truth of man, sometimes we think we're ready for it, but we ain't ready. Yeah, God, I'm ready. God, put me on a big stage. Lord, you won't be faithful in a little stage. Lord, bring me out front. I'm ready. God said, no, you won't be faithful in the back. And y'all have heard me say this before. Sometimes there's some stuff that God's trying to work in us or work out of us and trying to give us time to deal with that we need to deal with so it won't embarrass us. Not embarrass God, because God can fend for himself.
Right.
It won't embarrass us when we get on front stage because of something we should have dealt with behind the stage in the green room. That can cause you to no longer be on the stage or cause you to fall on your face on the stage or can cause you to be embarrassed because of some character flaw.
Your patience is having its perfect
work. Let patience have its perfect work.
Within us. And as, you know, throughout the years and different things that we, our journey, and sometimes it seemed like it took a long time for certain things, but patience was establishing certain things on the inside of us. Sometimes we're thinking that things need to be lined up outwardly, but things need to be lined up internally. Because God can't, he doesn't need anybody's help, but what he does desire that his word goes forth the way he ordained it to go forth. And sometimes some things on the inside of us could be in the way of it. And he said, I love my word so much. Ain't about us. You know, he said, I'm going to put you here on this holding pattern. I'm going to put you on this conveyor belt. You feel like you're circling. But he said, when things have its work on the inside of you, then I have you come on off that place right there. And you'll be ready to do those things I've called you to do that you've seen in your mind's eye. You had Right Direction Church, Right Direction Ministries years ago.
Right.
When we were living in Portland, Maine. You know, of course, we thought, why not?
I'm in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and we tried to get to that place. We thought we were going to kickstart the ministry, but we were on that conveyor belt. We were still circling. We weren't able to land. But what was God doing? You know, he was working some things on the inside of us.
Preparing us.
Preparing us to be able to be strong enough to carry this ministry.
I just thought about something. Economically and financially, 1987, we had been married almost 2 years or 2 years, was the worst year of our lives. Unemployed, back and forth, all those things that we told them we really learned and work our faith was in the year 1987.
Wow.
Okay, 1987. 10 years later, in 1997, okay, I got fired from my job.
Again.
Okay.
Wow,
I got fired from my job and really had to learn to walk. And then God tells me, don't do anything else but ministry. If we had not been through what I had gone through in 1987, I would not have been prepared to do what God called me and told me to do in 1997.
That's true.
Okay. And so sometimes the things you're going through now is letting patience have its perfect work, because there's something coming down the pipe that you're developing in this season that you're going to have to apply in that season.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me?
And one of the things I would say for me personally during that time, because it's just, I'm like, wow, I didn't see it as a 10-year span that you got fired, you know, in 87, 97. But one of the things, because in 87, I was a new believer. 97, I was a little bit more mature.
Right.
And so during that time frame, what patience worked in me was a trust. I can't see you. I can't trace you. But I know you.
I know you.
And so when 97 showed up, even though, because you would think at that time, I was like, deuces. But God, you brought us
deuces
through.
To who? God or me?
To the situation.
You weren't talking about deuces to me, right? Hold up here.
To the situation. Not to you, but to the situation.
Okay.
You to the situation. But I didn't. Let's not get lost in that.
All right.
Okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're like, how many more years later? But the trust was established. So when 97 showed up, it was like, okay, God, what are you going to do? How are you going to show yourself strong?
It's how, not if.
If, but how.
How.
You know, because he already established that. I've seen a pattern with God. Mm. And so some things, God is just trying to establish a pattern. He wants our faith to be perfected so that when we curse something, like Jesus cursed the fig tree, I'm going to circle back to that, we're not running every day to try to see if the tree withered up. When Jesus walked by the tree, he just walked by it. Mm-hmm. Nothing in the scripture said he didn't go to check it. It was a given. And God wants to bring us into a
That's
given
assurance.
Place that we have an assurance that even though I don't see it, you have already done it.
Amen. So sometimes we think we're ready. We think we're ready for manifestation. We think we're ready for that next level. We think we're ready for that promotion. We think we're ready for marriage. We think we're ready for children.
Well.
We think we're ready for our dream house. Whatever comes to mind when you're thinking what you're waiting to manifest. Sometimes we think we're ready, but God really knows we're not, and he's working things in us. Philippians 1 and 6. Being confident in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, where in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. So there are things that God is working and performing in us to prepare us for the manifestation. He's working in us. That verse from the Amplified says, and I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work.
That's good.
And perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. That tells me as long as I'm living, God's going to be working something in me and out in me and working something out through me, that he's still constantly maturing us and developing us through every experience. Yes. Mm-hmm. Developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Sometimes we think we're ready, but we're really not ready because God is still developing and perfecting and bringing us to full completion. And if we will let it happen, what did that scripture say? It says, James 1 and 3, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. God wants to bring us to the place that we're fully developed, that we lack nothing. One of the scriptures, I believe it says, internally or externally. Because when we think of lacking nothing, we think, when my Daniel said to me, he said, Dad, which one for your birthday? I said, $5,000. He said, what else you want? I said, nothing. He said, come on, Daddy, is there anything you, come on, it's got to be something that you need. I said, no, something you thought about. I said, really, I don't need anything. When we think of lacking nothing, we think of, and that's a good place to be, that you can't think of anything you want or you need. That's wonderful. But can I tell you, you can have everything externally, but if you're still empty on the inside, you're still lacking a whole lot. You can have all kinds of material things and be so empty inside, you're jealous of everybody else. You got everything that you want or you think that you need externally, but because you're still empty, not fully developed internally, you got so much insecurity, you think you're going to lose everything. Mm. So God wants us to not just lack, just get to the place of not lacking externally. He wants to make sure we don't lack anything internally, in terms of our character, in terms of our integrity, in terms of our maturity, internally, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So patience is necessary for God to develop us, mature us, and prepare us for the harvest. Okay? I got ready to say, I said, but he probably couldn't do it that quick. But I thought about a song. I'm going to have Reverend Sean to sing it. It's all right. I ain't going to mess with you right now. But Daryl Coley recorded a song years ago called "He's Preparing Me." He is preparing me, the word says, for something I can't handle right now. He's making me ready just because he cares. He's providing me with all I'll need to carry out the next matter in my life. Man, that's so much right there. He's preparing me. God, how can I say happy here? He's preparing me. God, why? I thought by now he's preparing me. Why'd I lose that? He's preparing me. It goes on to say, it says, God is preparing me just because he cares for me. He's preparing me for everything that comes in my life. Every last one of us can, if you have any type of life experience, you can look back and say, man, if I hadn't gone through that, there's no way I would have been ready for this. If I hadn't gone through that, this really would have drove me crazy.
Right.
If I hadn't gone through that, my goodness, I might commit suicide if I would be going through that now. But God, in that season, he prepared me for this season.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Exodus 23. So we have to understand, God is not mismanaging our lives. The reward is that as we go through and let him develop us, we will receive the promise. So God tells the children of Israel, brings them out of Egypt, and said, now I'm going to give you a new land. I'm going to give you the land, the Hittites, the mosquito bites, termites, the Jebusites, Moabite. I'm going to get rid of all the tites and bites. I'm going to give you their land. Everybody said, whoa, wonderful. They had seen the land. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. It's a land that had gigantic grapes that needed 2 men to carry them. It had fruit of hills and valleys and mountains and pomegranates. Wonderful land. And then God puts a qualifier on it. I'm going to give you land. They start shouting, dun, 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 dun. Woo! God, give us the land. Doing laps around the church. And they say, hold up. After they shut down, Pastor Mark said, all right, instigators, stop. Stop, instigators. Instigators, stop now. Sit down and hear the rest of the promise. Yes, I'm going to give you the land, but here's the rest of the promise. Exodus 23:29. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. I call that Scooby-Doo. You need to watch Scooby-Doo, you go, Sometimes God says something to us when we do Scooby-Doo. What? I thought this was going to happen this year. I thought it was going to happen by now. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Now let's read that from New Living Translation because it makes it real plain. New Living Translation, verse 29 says, I will not drive them out in a single year because the land would become desolate and the wild beasts would multiply and threaten you. God said, I know you think you're ready, but you're not ready. You're not ready to handle the beasts that will come after you in that
Jesus.
Land. You're not ready to fight at that level yet. Because the land will become desolate and the wild animals would multiply and threaten you. Verse 30, I will drive them out a little at a time until your population has increased enough to take possession of the land. And I will fix your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea and from the eastern wilderness to the Euphrates River. I will hand over to you the people now living in the land, and you will drive them out ahead of you. God said, yes, the promise is for you, but you're not ready to handle it today.
Amen.
I need y'all to grow. I need you to increase. I need you to multiply so you can handle the blessing.
Amen.
Can you handle the blessing? You know, as I was reading this here, I'm thinking about, I don't know if y'all been watching the news lately, but it's been, in addition to coronavirus and social injustice, there's been animals, several animal stories about bears. About bears just showing up in people's yards, people's, and I was telling Pastor Mark, she didn't see this. Yesterday there was a news story. Guys like in a Quick Trip or what we call 7-Eleven. We're familiar with those. And the worker worked in a convenience store, and two bears just come walking in the store. One of them went to the fruit, got some fruits and vegetables. The other one sat down in the aisle and started eating candy and Skittles. The man said, they interviewed the man, he said, I didn't sign up for this. I bet he didn't.
I got to see this.
I'm sure he didn't. You don't sit there interview for workers, work at the 7-Eleven. They say, now, are you prepared to fight off bears? No. That, you know, you understand you might be risking being held up. That come with the convenience store.
Not bears.
But not bears. And you see, he running and he trying to run to the back. God said, listen, you can't, it got to be enough for y'all that the bears don't overtake you. Okay? That the bears don't come walking up in your convenience store. Mm. You know, people see animals and talking about bears and tigers and all that. You know, the bear went crazy. No, the bear went bear.
Yeah.
The lion attacks him. No, the lion didn't go crazy. The lion went lion. The more we encroach upon their territory,
yep,
and it's not enough of us to occupy the land, the more they go, you know. And y'all know that bear, he done went and told everybody now.
Free candy.
Man, there's a 7-Eleven over there.
Skittles.
You hungry, man?
Let's go get some Skittles.
This going through this garbage, man. Let's
get some Skittles.
And the reason why the bear was able to walk in is because they have they are automatic doors. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you walk up, the door's just open. Somebody said, we got to get rid of this open. Now, see, they had to open the door. But, man, they said, man, you just walk up to the door's open for you and everything. They're telling everybody.
They said, come on in.
They may go tell the tigers and the lions, too, next. God said, sometimes we think we're ready, y'all. And so sometimes the Bible said, let patience have its perfect work. I said it earlier, but you got to repeat this to yourself. God is not mismanaging my life.
That's good.
You got to know that.
That's good.
Okay, I look over the history of this ministry. That's why the Lord told me, you know, it is my endeavor. I got my plans of how I want things to go. Even God in building this building, I am not going to get in stress, strife, be anxious for anything, be anxious for nothing. That means worried, fear-stricken, anxiety-stricken about anything. It said, but by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God, and God will give you peace. So you got to make up your mind. God, listen, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm just waiting on you because you know what we're ready for.
Right.
Because, you know, let me just so y'all can have an idea. Okay. Because, 15 million dollars, we done it. At best, our mortgage is going to be $70,000-$80,000 a month.
Shando.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Shando.
70, 80,000. The most we've ever paid at one time is maybe 12,000.
That's a
15,000 a month.
That's a jump.
But now we're talking 80,000. So if God don't feel we ready, he's preparing me.
Yes.
He's preparing us.
Yeah.
Maybe he's waiting for y'all to become more generous. Mm-hmm. Maybe waiting to give you the next raise. Maybe he's waiting to increase your business. Glory to God. Because we're in this together. Amen.
Right.
And so sometimes we can be trying to force something. And now we got this, but now we ain't ready for that. Remember what I said. Because you don't just need obtaining faith. You need maintaining faith. It's no sense to get in the house and then find out that your utility bill that you used to pay $150 a month is now $700 in this house. No, you should have found that out before you got the house.
Right.
And so sometimes we've really got to trust God and have faith and patience that God knows what he's doing with our lives. Come on, let's pray. Father, I pray for everyone today under the sound of my voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
I declare and I speak that we not only have faith, but we have we have patience for the manifestation.
Yes,
God, if we try to operate by our time clock, in the natural, it looks like you're late. It looks like you missed the appointment. In the natural, it looks like stuff is delayed. But Father, we trust that you are preparing us for the manifestation of your promise. So having done all the stand, we're going to stand, put on the whole armor of God. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to stay faithful to you. We're going to continue to live as you want us to live, give as you want us to give, and love as you want us to love. And at your perfect time, the manifestation of what you've already prepared will be delivered to us. It will find us on Patience Boulevard. It will find us on Faith Street. It will find us on Right Attitude Road. In the name of Jesus.
Faith keeps you going, but patience keeps you from being weary along the way. As you're walking out your faith walk, be patient and wait for God's timing. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us how to stay in the right posture as we stay in faith for what we're believing God for. Order this message today by calling 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday Women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.